It's Friday, news listeners, and time for your Friday installment of the BTN News Show. It's the 2nd of June, 2023. Got the best in tech that happened over the past 24 hours, and we're going to get you caught up on it now in less than 5 minutes. The Meta Quest 3, it's alive. Yes, Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch over there yesterday revealed the new Meta Quest 3, which has been long rumored for quite a while now. And just as with the Quest Pro, the Quest 3 supports mixed reality. Yes, exactly the same as what the Quest Pro offered. Now, of course, that full color pass-through enables users to see color versions of the physical space around them via the external cameras. And according to Zuckerberg, it's the first mainstream headset with high-res color mixed reality. It also offers twice the graphics performance as the Quest 2, and yes, is Meta's most powerful headset yet. The biggest question is, though, how much is that power going to cost you? Well, about $499. And that's the starting point, with 128 gigabytes of storage. If it's out of your price range, the Quest 2, yep, it's still there, and by the sound of it, will be there for quite a while. With this price point at $300 for the base 128 gigabyte version, along with the 256 gigabyte model at just $50 more. Well, it looks like Vimeo no longer is for your television anymore. That's because starting June 27th, TV apps for the platform, yep, they're no longer going to support it. Well, that's the apps anyways. You're still going to be able to cast videos to your TV, but that's going to be the only way to get it up on a big screen. This is all part of Vimeo's new direction, really. And that direction being, they're no longer going to challenge YouTube. Instead, they're looking at a more business-friendly video platform. And business-friendly means, yeah, we don't need to install apps, we just need to have it right here in our device and throw it up there. Now, as far as those apps ending support on June 27th, it's for every platform. Android TV, Apple TV, Fire TV, and even Roku. In fact, the apps, yep, they won't even be available in the App Store anymore. And finally, Google Drive. You think it's secure? Think again. Now, granted, for the most part, it seems to be. But there is, however, though, a security flaw. That flaw? Well, it actually allows data to be stolen without a trace. Yeah, you'll never know who took it. Cloud company Matiga has actually released a research on a significant forensic security deficiency in Google Workspace. That deficiency being it enables threat actors to actually extract data within Google Drive without a single trace. Now, basically how this works, if you have a paid license, Google Workspace provides visibility into a company's Google Drive resources, and you can do copying, deleting, downloading, viewing files, yeah, you get the idea. However, though, the default for every Google Drive user actually starts by possessing a cloud identity-free license. And because of that, a threat actor can actually gain access to an admin user's and then actually revoke the user's license. Once that happens, yeah, they pretty much got whole control of your Google Drive. Unfortunately, as of the time of doing this show, no response has been given from Google's side. And being the fact that it's a Friday, yeah, we probably won't hear anything till a Monday. Have you got a story and no one else is listening? Well, we'd love to hear from you. Send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. We could use your support for the news show, too. If you love this show day in and day out, please consider heading to patreon.com/BTN News. And if you donate $5 a month or more, you actually get exclusive access to the weekend edition of the news show. You've heard me say it before, the news show, yes, part of the British Tech Network. And other than the news show, you got to check out the Mac Show and the Big Show over there as well. Just head to britishtechnetwork.com today. Follow BTN on Twitter at British Tech. Follow me as well on Twitter at Kyle Swagger. And join the community today at the Slack room by simply visiting britishtech.slack.com. The regular edition of the news show back on Monday, getting you caught up with the best technology news that will be going on. But until then, have yourself a funky little Friday ahead and a great weekend too. And thank you so much as always for listening and supporting the news show.